Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Charlotte 49ers 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Football Experience Charlotte 49ers season previews. Clit, 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 clit. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh! Woo! Will Healy, big year for Will. I love talking the clits, and I am joined by my co-host. It wouldn't be the same talking North Carolina college football without NC Nick on the show. But hold on, let me get through the proper introduction here. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, home brew making, Tobacco Road living the free life giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, man?
Buddy, I think I need to do this for you. I should be playing this. NC Nick locked up the Charlotte 49ers last year. I had him as a fringe lock on the over. It cashed for me, but Nick actually had it as the lock. I think it's fifth highest lock. It wasn't a struggle. But you got it done. Buddy.
When they beat Duke week one, 31-28, I was feeling really, I was like, all right, I'm good. It's golden. But they went 1-5 in their last six. And that one win was an overtime victory against Rice. And that W is what cashed it for me. They ended up going 5-7. The over under was 4.5. Hey, I'll take it. A win is a win, buddy.
And look, you got it done. All right. You should be happy about that. I mean, looking at that season, 5-7 from a year ago. Now, Will Healy took Charlotte bowling for the first time ever, I believe, the year prior.
So it was actually 2019. So it was 2020. Okay, was COVID. COVID. Remember, they were one of the teams like decimated by COVID, probably one of the worst in the country.
Yeah.
Only went 2-4 in 2020, but his first year at the helm in 2019, they went 7-6, lost in the Bahamas Bowl.
And I'll be honest, when you look at last year, they got their ass whooped in their losses for the most part. Every single loss was but by double digits.
Well, the defense fell off the face of the earth in the second half. I mean, they gave up 56 to ODU, 42 to Louisiana Tech, 49 to Marshall, 45 to Western Kentucky. And in a win, they even gave up 33 to Florida International. Their offense was anemic a year ago. I mean, there's no way. I mean, or the other win against Middle Tennessee State, they gave up 39. So,
but they beat Duke.
They did beat Duke.
Bragging rights in the state, and they hit the over. Right. Subscribe on YouTube, folks. You'll be able to see, we're breaking down all 131 teams, a solo podcast for every single team in the land. Right now, you can watch the Charlotte 49ers season preview on YouTube. So Will Healy, I don't think he's on the hot seat yet because I think he got into their first bowl. I think they beat Duke a season ago. You got to be happy with that. But it is a big year for him. And if you look at last year's, numbers, well, first off, Will Healy is, as a head coach of the Charlotte 49ers, he's just 14-17. So what do you think? If he has a bad year this year, then is he on the hot seat?
I mean, what's a bad year? Is it not making a bowl game?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think if they go like 5-7 again, I think he at least one more year. But that, this is year four. So no more excuses really,
Yeah.
2020, in 2020, he had a very valid COVID excuse, but last year, I thought they should have made a bowl game last year. I thought if they got just a little bit defensively, they would have. So, what you don't want to see, you don't want to see regression. You don't want to see them going down. You don't want to see a decline. So I think he at least needs to go 5-7 again. But in order to really secure, some job security, I think go bowling. Yeah, lose 500.
Well, it helps when your star quarterback comes back for his super senior season, QB Chris Reynolds. That is impressive because look, it's like previewing any of these teams, when you got quarterback play that's familiar with the system, that can take you a long way. Mark right. Carney at offense coordinator doing a decent job, 79th in scoring offense a year ago, 76 in rush offense, 48th in pass offense, 65th in total offense. So on the better half of the FBS, barely, but on the better half.
Top 10 returning production on offense, 89% from a year ago. You mentioned Chris Reynolds, a fifth year senior. They also have the two running backs, upperclassmen, and they also bring back their top three pass catchers. So this offense is legit. They should be good again.
Breaking in a new running back, Calvin Camp, assuming he doesn't get beat out in camp, but get it.
He's not new. I mean, Camp played last year.
He wasn't a starter though, right?
Well, he led the team in rushing. So Camp and Bird, they split duties pretty equally. Bird actually got more attempts. Camp got more yards.
But it's like Nate Noel with App State. I feel like Camp was coming off the bench, but yeah.
Sure. But I like the 1-2 punch of Camp and Bird. I like the running backs a lot.
Yeah. And having four or five back on the offensive line is one of the things you circle right away.
Yes. That's and then the receivers, Grant DeBow, Victor Tucker, and then Elijah Spencer, who was a freshman last year, contributed as well. Tucker also another one of those fifth year seniors. So this offense should crank.
And their tight end Taylor Thompson's back too. So familiarity should not be an issue with the Charlotte 49ers offensively. Defensively, scoring defense was 114th in the nation. Five starters back on that, but the rush defense 115th, the pass defense 108th, the total defense 120th. Greg Brown's got his work cut out for him at defensive coordinator, but they get 2 of 4 back on the D line, led by Marquise Watts. Also, you're breaking in a whole new linebacking core, but 3 of 4 in the secondary are back, led by free safety Solomon Rogers. What do you make of the defense there, NC Nick?
Obviously they can't give up, 34, 35 points a game and expect to do very well this season. So, a good amount of new faces defensively, but you could argue maybe that's a good thing. A little bit of help in the portal. I know you'll get to that. But bottom line is these guys need to play better. The coordinator needs to do a better job coaching. If the 49ers are going to hit a bowl game, they need improvement on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and we will get to the portal. And I know Will Healy's been recruiting better at Charlotte than really they ever have under Brad Lambert, who's I think a very good coach too. But Will Healy he's just a better recruiter. That there's no denying that. We'll talk transfer portal. We'll talk the 2022 schedule and Vegas expectations, whether we like the over or the under in a second. But first, I got to get us paid. The College Football Experience Charlotte 49ers season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WinNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. I'm telling you, this thing is fantastic. Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. Yes, independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters. And this is an expert tasted product, expert tasted coffee. Trade's team, essentially their coffee team, taste tests, get this, thousands of coffees, and they keep 450 different kinds of coffees live. That's insane. That's a great job. Hey, Steve, what do you do for a living? I taste coffee. You know, just a great job. But right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee that you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Mm-hmm, that's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. Yes, that means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's IP Vanish. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, we are talking Charlotte 49er football. Clit, 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 clit.
The Queen City Clits.
Queen City Clits. Gotta love them. Gotta love them.
Where do you rank Charlotte as far as interesting or fun programs? We just did a Coastal Carolina preview. What do you think about Charlotte?
No.
You ever tried watching a game there? Not much of a environment. Not much atmosphere.
Well, that Duke game I thought was lit. I watched that whole game.
So
maybe they got a schedule more in the state. But obviously, East Carolina is the best school in North Carolina. Then followed by App State, then NC State, then UNC, then Charlotte. Right.
Well, what about Duke? What about Wake Forest?
Oh shit! How did I forget about Wake Forest? Wake Forest is probably number one right now, actually.
I talk about besides East Carolina. Best teams.
Yeah, East Carolina is the best team.
No, they're not.
And they're going to prove it this year.
No, they're not.
I'm an ECU guy. If you're wondering what's going on, folks, let's talk transfer portal, because they did lose offensive lineman Dimitri Emmanuel to Florida State. NC Nick, they would be bringing back more on the O-line. Surprisingly, They also lost linebacker Tyler Murray to the Memphis Tigers to go with Ryan Silverchest. And they also have a slew of other guys in the portal: kicker Jonathan Cruz, running back Christopher Houston, quarterback Dominic Schaffner, wide receiver Jylon Thomas, cornerback Johnny Pittman, defensive lineman Emmanuel White. I mean, some of those guys were probably guys that couldn't get burned,
right?
Looking for other opportunities, but obviously the Emmanuel and the Murray plays were big hits. But they went out They went out in the portal. They landed linebacker Chase Monroe from Wake Forest. They also got Amir Sadiq from Central Michigan, who actually is a pretty good pass rusher there with the Chippewas, and linebacker Wayne Jones from Kansas State. So look, their defense had problems at linebacker. No one was returning. So they went
obviously
out.
Obviously that was an area of concern that they went after.
Would you say they won the transfer portal, Nick?
You know, the big blow is Dimitri Emanuel, the offensive lineman. I think everybody else, you know, they can get by without. I would say those linebackers certainly are going to help that defense. So I think it's a win in the portal. I mean, they didn't crush it though, but they brought in pieces that they sorely needed.
Yeah. Yeah. So now begs the question though, because Healy's been recruiting. He's getting his guys in place now. I feel like it's no longer Brad Lambert's guys. He's got, these are kind of Healy guys by now.
It's year four.
And so Las Vegas is saying the over under is 4.5 on the Charlotte 49ers, NC Nick. First reaction for me, and I'm curious yours, my first reaction was that's too low for a team that returns their whole offense.
Okay. They won five games a year ago, like I said, barely, but I really like this offense and I expect the defense to do a little bit better.
Let's hop into the schedule because, you know, week zero, Coastal Carolina, the Charlotte 49ers in week zero are playing a conference game. I do dig that. Give us a conference game to kick the season off there at Florida Atlantic and Willie Taggart in Boca Raton.
Apologies for those technical difficulties, but I'm back. This first game is tough, and this first game is huge for both teams because both were 5-7 a year ago. You know they're going to want to get to 500 and go bowling. And Florida Atlantic's won 3 in a row in the series.
I'm taking Florida Atlantic, buddy.
I think I am too.
I think it's in their house. It's going to be hot as shit in Boca Raton probably August 27th.
Yeah.
I just think they're more talented. You know, Kiffin was recruiting decently there. Taggart can recruit. I'm taking FAU, the Owls, to get
that
done.
They seem to have the 49ers number. Got to go Owls here.
The very next week on Friday at Jerry Richardson Stadium. Jerry Richardson, hilarious guy, by the way. We'll get
some
to that.
Some people might not agree.
Well, no, I'm saying on how fast he sold the Carolina Panthers.
Yes. Yes.
He didn't pull like these other owners. Jerry Richardson found out he was going to like potentially be investigated and he sold the team in like, I'd say like 12 hours. Like that thing was gone.
Them out.
Yeah. Sold the team. Sell it. What do you mean, Jerry? Sell it. Sell it.
You're not digging my name through the dirt. I'm out of here.
Now he's sitting on an island. Hopefully it's not Epstein's. William and Mary, the tribe, come to town. Mike London, former UVA head coach, is coach of the tribe. Sneaky game.
Give me Charlotte. Charlotte's
I'm taking Charlotte too. So 1-1, and then they host the Maryland Terrapins. Now Maryland has been dog shit, but for some reason Maryland has kicked the ass of these mid majors they play.
Yeah, they're the team that'll crush the opponents they should, you know, beat and then just get, you know, whipped by the better team. So especially, I mean, no, it's at Charlotte, but you gotta go Maryland here, right?
Yeah, I'm going Maryland. So 1-2 out the gate, and then they have back to back away games at Georgia State at Center Park Stadium. I'm taking Georgia State. They're too physical for this team.
Same here.
So I got them 1-3, and then they're at South Carolina. Any chance they can knock off the Gamecocks at Williams-Brice?
No, man, I don't think so.
So 1-4, and the win total is at 4.5.
Best case scenario, you're looking at 2-3 if they can somehow beat FAU here. But I think it's pretty cut and dry. They're probably, you know, starting this season off a little slow at the gates at 1-4.
Then the UTEP Miners come to town. Now,
huge game.
This is a big game if you're a Charlotte 49er fan. Gavin Hardison's back at quarterback for UTEP, but Jacob Cowing, their star wideouts in Arizona, he transferred to Arizona. I'm taking Charlotte. Upset special.
Yeah. Upset They're at special. Home.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be like much of an upset. I don't know what the line's going to be, but yeah, give me the 49ers to get that second dub.
Then they get a bye week before they go to Protective Stadium, home of the USFL. Subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast to take on UAB. They're going to lose that.
Afraid so. 2-5.
2-5. We see eye to eye right now. And then Mike McIntyre, my boy, and the Florida International Panthers come to town. I'm taking FIU.
Are you? Get out of here. I think Charlotte, man.
I think Gunnar Holmberg, Duke transfer quarterback.
We'll see how Gunnar is. I mean, what's interesting is Gunnar Holmberg going to pull a Chase Bryce and look a lot better when he's away from Durham.
I'm taking Mike McIntyre to get that.
No. 49ers got this at home. That puts him at what? 3-5 for me. You're at 2-6.
2-6. They head down to Houston, Texas, take on the Rice Owls. Sure, I'll give you this one, Charlotte. But this one went to overtime a year ago and might go to overtime again this year. Give me Charlotte, though, to get it done.
Much better offense. I agree. That is up to 4 wins for me. Just need one more to hit.
Well, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers and Jared Deggy comes in to Jerry Richardson Stadium. Man, yeah, I think Western Kentucky is going to take a step back.
Yeah.
Give me Charlotte upset. This is the upset special for me.
Yeah, I mean, not to get ahead of ourselves week after week here, but I'm going to have Charlotte winning at least one of these final three, which is going to put me on the over. But I'll say they drop this one to the Hilltoppers.
So that I have them now at 4 wins. You have them at 4.
Same right here. Yeah.
They're at Middle Tennessee State. I think they lose.
Yeah, I mean, it's close. Just barely beat them at home last year. Sure, I'll say they're down to 4-7 now.
And they play Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech's got that air raid. I'm going to take them to beat La Tech.
Same here.
Give me the over on Charlotte.
5.
I don't like it. I'll be honest. I don't like it. That schedule's tough.
You know, I think they can get to 6. I think they're going to win between 5 and 6. Look, the defense cannot be much worse than they were a season ago. Okay. The offense, we know they're a proven commodity. We should have no problems with the offense. If anything, they'll be slightly better this year. There's no reason why they can't win another 5 games, if not 6. I like Will Healy, so for his sake, I hope they go 6-6.
Clit. All right. I'm on the over too. I think they're gonna find. I could see 6-6, but I think that 5-7.
Is there any juice on one way or the other?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Charlotte, we have it at the under at -115, the over at -105.
Okay. Give me that over, man.
Yeah, I'll take that
over again.
Give me the over on the 49ers. It's going to be interesting. Can't wait for week 0.
I don't think I'm going to lock it up this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Because I think McIntyre is going to make FIU a lot better. I think, just in general, that schedule, especially the front half, because momentum is a thing in college football. Yeah, you start getting your ass whooped a couple times.
We gave them UTEP and Rice. Those aren't surefire wins. You know, really the only surefire win is William and Mary. So and
watch out, Mike London. Watch
there
out.
There you go. All right,
folks. Subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube or on any platform you listen to podcasts. You can give us a follow on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. We're breaking down all 131 teams in the land with a solo podcast for each and every team. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. The Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow and check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Get that app, that SGPN app. I think you'll dig it. Also, the Slack channel Sports Gambling Podcast is always fantastic to talk college football. So do all that. I think you will dig all that stuff. And yeah, let's enjoy another Charlotte 49er football season. This is a new football program. I'm excited for the Charlotte 49ers. All right.
There we go.
This is the College Football Experience, Charlotte 49er style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Do you come from a land down under?